Good morning. It's Aaron Hart filling in for Jay this week. And I hope wish him well and to get recover quickly. And, whoa, I got caught eating egg salad. Sorry. And I knew it, too, but I don't know. Anyway, sorry about that. Steve Knopper is going to be our guest right now. He is a writer for Rolling Stone. He recently released the book Appetite for Self-Destruction, The Spectacular Crash of the Record Industry in the Digital Age. Jay checks in with him about new music, so we thought we would go ahead and continue that tradition. He has written and edited four other books, and you can check out his work at knops.com. That's knopps.com. Hi, Steve. Welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, Aaron. Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
Nice to meet you, too. Listen, do you have to play me, though, Kelly Clarkson right out of the pack? Oh,
you know, Kelly Clarkson is the best American Idol. I mean, I really wasn't into American Idol at all until she came out with that song a couple years ago, Since You've Been Gone. And I've been hooked on her ever since. And, you know, I'm a rock and roll fan, and I also like pop music. But this is a good album. This new album she has called All I Ever Wanted. It's kind of a comeback of sorts, because her last album was darker, more experimental. It was sort of her arty album. This one is just really nice, poppy, upbeat pop songs all the way through, a lot of guitars. My Life Would Suck Without You is the first track, and it's a really great anthem song.
Well, you know what? I love the title so much. Let's take a listen of it. My Life Would Suck Without You. Any girl that releases something called that, I have to kind of forgive.
It's a great title.
Let's go. Let's listen to a few seconds of that, and then we'll get back with you.
Yeah.
Okay, there's something really ferociously good about listening to a woman with a voice that great singing My Life Would Suck Without You,
there is,
I admit.
You know what that song reminds me of? This is going to sound really perverse, but it reminds me of Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana, because it starts out with that really slow part, and then all of a sudden, boom, she just explodes. I really like that song.
You know, and it smells, I've actually sung Smells Like Teen Spirit with a fellow talk show host from up here, and
wow. That
song's pretty tricky to sing, so I really appreciate the rhythmic change in that, too. It's really lush and beautiful. I'm not sure I like the, it sounds a little overproduced to me, but
yeah.
I also like the beginning guitar part. I wish there were more of that and just her voice, because her voice is great. It doesn't need all that fancy stuff, I think.
It's definitely, there's an overproduction feel on this album. I agree with that. And a lot of the American Idol pop type albums, but you know, I really think that the songs are so good and she sings them so well that she kind of overcomes that. I mean, she sort of has to have that being in the pop genre.
I guess so, but yeah, I don't know. Now, Steve Knopper is our guest. We're also going to play somebody who I'm familiar with from living up here, Soundgarden's Chris Cornell. His new album is called Scream, and John has a cut of that to play for us. But first, preview it for us, would you please?
Yeah, I actually, Chris Cornell hooked up with a well-known hip-hop and pop producer named Timbaland, who has worked with Justin Timberlake and Nelly Furtado and a lot of different hip-hop stars. And Chris Cornell, as you know, is the hard rock singer best known from Soundgarden and Audioslave. And it's a meeting of two different styles and doesn't totally work for me. Some of it does. Some of it's kind of fun and upbeat. But a lot of it just is sort of like 1 + 1 = blah. You know, it's just kind of bland and doesn't really go anywhere.
Well, it's like those group guys, sometimes they have a real difficult time going solo or changing stream. I mean, you got to admire them for trying something new, but let's take a listen and see. I'm not sure what the cut is called that we're going to play. Oh, Time. We're going to play a cut called Time from Chris Cornell's new album, Scream. That's enough. I'm giving that one the hook. I got to say, I agree with you completely. I just don't think it works. It almost sounds like it's artificially melded together. It doesn't sound organic at all.
Yeah, you know, I actually saw Chris Cornell and Timbaland do a show in Denver last summer, and Timbaland came on and just rocked the place, got everybody excited. And then Chris Cornell came out, and just you could feel the air go out of the room, and people left. I like Chris Cornell. I think he's an amazing, charismatic frontman who writes good songs.
Got a great voice.
It's a good idea to hook up with Timbaland. Didn't really ignite for me.
You know, you got to feel it. I think it goes back to that thing. And Kelly Clarkson, I will give her this. You got to sing it from your belly. It's like all good performances. If you're enraptured, if you're involved, if you're passionate, if you're there, then most anything can be good. Even mediocre singers can sound great, you know?
Right.
But with this kind of stuff, when it's, and again, bravo to him for being adventurous, but maybe find another revenue stream, shall we say.
Yeah, I agree with you there, yeah.
Okie doke. And next up for this week, Steve Knopper, and I'm really enjoying this, by the way. I haven't done this
good,
in a while. I love music, and I forget how much I do love it. We've got Van Morrison's Astro Weeks live at the Hollywood Bowl. And you know, anybody up playing the Hollywood Bowl is always kind of exciting to me. I don't know. Maybe it's just the venue. I used to live in L.A. Pardon me. Go ahead and give us your tips and review, and we'll listen to a cut.
Well, Van Morrison is the legendary rock singer, and he put out this classic album, maybe his best album, called Astro Weeks in 1968. And I'm a Van Morrison fan, and you know, he's put out a lot of great albums, but Astro Weeks is just, it's like a symphony. It's very fragile sounding. It's very delicate sounding, and it's an album of a piece from the beginning to the end. It's a very beautiful record. And I guess from what I've read, he was frustrated at the time that his record label didn't really give him enough money to go out on the road with the proper orchestra that was required to reproduce this album on stage. And for some whatever reason, he didn't get around to doing it until last year when he did two live concerts at the Hollywood Bowl and reproduced his great album, Astro Weeks, in its entirety. And so now he's just a couple weeks ago released the CD live version of it. And it's really, really good. I mean, I don't think it's as good as the original album, but it sort of replaces that fragility with kind of a more muscular rock sound. A lot of people in this orchestra, but he pulls it off really well, and I really like listening to it a lot.
So, John, which cut are we going to listen to off of Astro Weeks?
It's not labeled here, Aaron. It's just it's a like a YouTube clip off of his website.
Gotcha. But, no problem. We'll just give her a listen and check it out, and no doubt Steve can help enlighten us. Go.
Oh,
Hart, and we're joined by Steve Knopper. He is a writer for Rolling Stone and a contributing editor and freelancer since January of 1996. He writes frequently on the music industry. You know, I'm not the hugest Van Morrison fan, as you might have guessed. I mean, I like him, but I'm not like, wow. I mean, there's some of his songs that I just absolutely can rock out to. I don't know whether I'd buy it, but I might take a couple of cuts off of my iTunes for my iPod. Who knows?
Yeah, that song was called Sweet Thing. You know, I sort of think this album needs to be taken as a whole, whereas the Kelly Clarkson song sort of just hits you right as you hear it. This album, you kind of have to sink into and really accept it and sort of submit to it. There's a lot of really interesting orchestral things happening in the background. There's an acoustic bass that's really playing this sort of slithery line throughout the whole thing. There's a lot of piano and organ and strings and all kinds of things going on. And the thing about Van Morrison when he performs lately and on a lot of his live CDs is he just starts kind of muttering this nonsense stuff, like scat singing, as you heard there a little bit. It's kind of blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't even hew to the original lyrics necessarily. And some people really love that. Some people just, they're
I was off-put by
that. About that.
Like, if you're singing, I should be able to, and I didn't mean to step on you just now.
That's okay.
But if you're singing, I want to be able to understand what you're saying. I can't stand actors who mumble either, just full disclosure.
Well, Van Morrison is sort of like a Marlon Brando type. He can get away
with
that.
Yes, I know. Yeah, maybe. I got mad at Marlon Brando when he mumbled too. So I'm just not a mumbling fan. But
we'll call this one a split decision, I guess.
Okay, all right, split decision on that one. We agree definitely on Chris Cornell's "Scream" and on Kelly Clarkson's "All I Ever Wanted." I think you found a new convert, my man.
Awesome.
All right. Well, Steve Knopper, it's been an absolute delight. I just want to add one more thing because I know we've got to dance to a break, and that is it really true that vinyl is making a comeback? There was more vinyl produced last year than ever before, and then, my goodness,
in the SoundScan era, which is since 1991. But, yeah, it's making a small comeback. I mean, it's not taking over. We're not going to all of a sudden start buying millions of vinyl records, you know, and suddenly people are going to stop downloading music and buy vinyl records. But, yeah, I mean, what's going on there is that college students who have been downloading music for generations are suddenly realizing they want to hold something. They actually like a cool physical thing that they can search for in record racks. And CD doesn't totally make sense, and a vinyl record makes more sense. So it is a bit of a small trend, yes.
Well, and even though it can scratch, the sound is just maybe, you know, I'm old-fashioned, but, you know, it just sounds different, I think.
There are a lot of people who say that. People say that the vinyl record sounds warmer than the CD. You know, I think that's true, but the thing I always say is that that's true in a vacuum. I mean, if you have vinyl records, you really have to preserve them, you know.
You do,
way. Right. Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to get them scratched. Yeah,
You're going to scratch. Well, here's the thing. Buy the vinyl. Get one thing to hook up with a USB port to your computer. Download it on and make it digital.
Right. That's what people are doing. Yep.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you so much, Steve Knopper. I really appreciate it. Good to meet you, and I hope to talk to you again.
Thank you, and best wishes to Jay Marvin. I hope he gets well soon.
Thank you. We all hope that. And thank you so much, Steve Knopper. We appreciate it. And he joins Jay every Friday, so stand by for more new music coming up, hopefully with Jay next week. But if not, you know, one of us, fill-in folk. It's 8:21. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Love to talk to you about it. It's wide open the whole show from here on in. Thanks, John Turk, for arranging all of that lovely sound for us. That was really fun. I used to play new music. I actually stole it from what's-his-name, you know, that consumer guy. You know, New Music Friday, which I absolutely love to do, and I still have a lot of these CDs that I got from doing that segment on my show when I was
Guess who I just
endeavor.
Booked for our show?
Who?
Tuesday, March 24th, 7 a.m., John Carter Cash.
Whee!
Johnny Cash's son is going to join us.
How cool
so
is
we're doing
that?
We're doing more music stuff here on the show.
Well, and I've talked to Rosalind Carter. She was really fun to talk to, too. I mean, not
sure.
Rosalind. I mean, the
June
child.
Carter Cash?
Also, June Carter Cash, yes. Yeah. Also the daughter of June and Johnny Cash. Anyway, I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. It's 8:22 in the morning, and now it's time for traffic with John Turk. Okay, no overkill here, John. just going to play this
for
a while.
Oh, I can't believe you said you'd actually even think about buying this thing.
No, I did.
Oh, man.
No.
Way too poppy and crappy.
I didn't say I would think about buying it. I said that I forgave her. I didn't hate her as much as I did. I said,
that's
a bit of a convert.
I didn't say
I'd buy it. I said I didn't think I'd buy Van Morrison. Actually, I don't think I'd buy any of them.
I can't believe you wouldn't like you don't like Van Morrison. That's insanity.
It's not that I don't like him. He's not on my top 10.
Well,
he's not.
He doesn't need to be in your top 10, but he's one of the greatest songwriters of all time, I think.
Yeah, he's a pretty good songwriter. It's true. He's just not, I don't know. He's just not, I think it's his voice. I don't, it's okay. I know, that sounds like heresy, doesn't
it? That's what's great about music is...
You know, that is what's great about music.
You know, it's
some
like black
people you
licorice.
Really love. I know, and I hate black licorice with an absolute, complete, and utter passion. But I'll eat a red string now and again. But I don't like licorice, really, either. I don't like sweets, except for chocolate. Okay, 303-713-7600. Good news for Rocky Mountain News fans. You can still get a Rocky fix, apparently, allegedly, at a website called iwantmyrocky.com. Here's the problem, though. I got the story off of KUSA TV. And when I clicked on the I Want My Rocky link, it wasn't there. So now I'm going to try to do iwantmyrocky.com and see if it comes up. And if it doesn't, here it is. The staff of Colorado's oldest newspaper, greetings from I Want My Rocky. So apparently the link's just bad on the KUSA story. And it's got Ed Stein and Drew Litton caption contest. It follows where people are, Charlie Abel, Sam Adams, a sports columnist. If you can just run down the list and find folk. So that's kind of cool. 303-713-7600. I Want My Rocky. And apparently there may be a subscription-based newspaper coming out of the readers. They're talking about doing that, too, with the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Goodness, it's sad to see these newspapers bite the dust. I just have to say. Ugh. Ron in Littleton, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I just got a dose of fun music, and I'm swell. I'm worried about the economy, but other than that, I'm fine.
Well, I know that I talked to some friends with the economy. First of all, I'm cutting back by, I have cable. I've gone back to basic cable. I've saved $60 a month.
You know, the thing is, I love BBC, and I need all the news channels. That's my problem.
Well, I get the basic news channels, but I don't need the HBO and all the other...
Yeah, see, I love HBO, though, too. See, I'm really
Oh, you like Bill Maher, then.
I love Bill Maher. I love Big Love. Oh, my God, John, I missed the premiere of your show, the baseball show, because I forgot to watch it.
It'll be on until, from what I saw, was until March 20th.
March 20th,
you still have another week.
Thank goodness. Yay.
Yeah,
so,
Aaron.
Eastbound and Down. Don't miss it.
Eastbound and Down. I can't miss it. John's tip of the week.
Aaron.
Go ahead.
And the other thing is I travel. Well, not only necessary, take public transport, but talking to some neighbors. Who are one's an assistant manager with one of the big supermarkets here in Denver, and I talked to some other people, and that by late spring, they said they've had open talk and over and it's scuttlebutt throughout the stores and some of the neighborhoods now, that some of the stores may go back to the future. Like back in the 70s, you remember when all the supermarkets were closed on Sundays?
Yeah, I do. Vaguely.
And even the malls are talking about, a lot of the flagship stores in the malls are talking about closing on Sundays.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Because I have a different day that I take off. I don't want them to do that, thank you. But then again, I'm probably in the minority, but there you go. So what?
Yeah, and you talk about the thing is that, what's interesting is last year we passed this law where liquor stores can open on Sundays.
Right.
The mom and pop stores ain't making it that are liquor stores, and some of the big ones, they don't have the traffic they thought they'd have. And they're thinking of closing on Sundays again. They can open on Sundays, but they don't have to.
Gotcha. Thank you, Ron. That's good with our topic, which is, how are you saving? How are you cutting back? What are you trimming from your life? What's fat? What's not? And you know what? I got to tell you something. I'm not sure I can deal without my HBO. I know that's it's bad. Bob in Arvada, welcome and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm well. You?
I'm better. I was one of those shell-shocked employees out of work for about 6 months. And I'm glad to say I finally did land a job about 3 weeks ago. And
good. Congratulations.
It's difficult. And my heart still goes out to those still looking. I spent a lot of time networking like crazy with fellow professionals out of work. And I found a couple of good resources I'd pass along to your listeners. One was a leads group that was not a pity party, but was actually extremely helpful, made up of, we started with about 18 people back in September at a meeting I went to, and grew up to over 100 people because of the economy.
Wow.
And they've outgrown the Panera's that they meet at in Arvada on 78th and Wadsworth. Mm-hmm. So they still meet there, but they've added locations in Superior and down in South Colorado Boulevard.
And what's the name of this group, and how do they find it? And do you have a website?
They meet Fridays. They're meeting right now, Fridays from 8:30 to 9:30. Mm-hmm. And then they have a Yahoo group that once you join this, you can get 24/7 support during the rest of the week to pass leads back and forth about jobs.
And what's the name of it?
The name of the group is called Caffeinated Career Club, or CCC for short. And this lady is an HR recruiter. She's run this for over 9 years. She's put over 3,000 people through this group over those 9 years. And she keeps a database of where they have landed, and people help each other and network with each other. So it's really aimed a lot at, and it's just amazing to me, the breadth of job titles and professions that have all been let go and are looking. And so people connect other people to jobs, and it's really helpful.
That is wonderful. And, you know, I know from Facebook, there's another website, Andrew Hudson, if you Google him. You can find it. He runs a job site, too, for marketing professionals in particular.
Right.
But,
and I'll tell you that I am a marketing professional, and I did use that site. And there are listings on that site that are not on other places. But a lot of times it's so frustrating that people feel so isolated and at home by themselves because they don't know who to reach out to and who to work with.
See, this is the genius of the American people, Caffeinated Career Club. What a great idea. And I am so glad you called with that information because, you know, I bet you there are a lot of people listening to the show today that need some help. I wish I had one up here, you know, because I'm working in several different areas, and one of them I really, really love. The second one I really like, and the third one I'm doing because it puts food on the table. I have two other part-time jobs in this one, you know, and then I freelance write too. So it is just, but you know, and I love writing and I love this, but you know, the other two jobs are like, okay, good, eating. And one of them involves culture, which I like. And so, but being able to network with people and trade leads, I agree with you. Being isolated is the worst part of it.
It's the worst part, and you get tips from each other. I mean, for one thing, one of the reasons that I got my job is because I knew how to leverage my LinkedIn profile. And there are tips on how you can do that. And this recruiter, her name is Tracy Valdez, and what she does is she helps people with workshops after this networking group. And those are optional if you want to go to them, and she rotates them. There's a different one every week. Every 4 weeks, they rotate again. But one is on how to negotiate in an interview, one is on dress for success, one is on your resume, and one is on networking tips, including LinkedIn. And it's just really immediately helpful information.
Well, you know, I just started in on LinkedIn, and most of what I've done is find old friends. But one thing I was amazed at was how instantly I was connected with all the big parent companies and people that I used to work for. So LinkedIn can be very, very useful, I think, but I have no idea how to use it. So this would be a good thing for me to do, definitely.
Well, the other thing is that you end up figuring out that you're competing against hundreds of other people for the same position.
Exactly.
And so what you've got to do is stand out. And this LinkedIn is a great way to help you stand out because, one thing, you can find people who you may not know, but they're linked to somebody you do know that can walk your resume in above everybody else and take you to the top of the stack. So,
thank you. and put you to the top of the stack. And that's something really important to know and key to know, because you're right. You are competing with hundreds of other people for every job you have. I mean, I've gotten a lot of let me start that sentence again. You can't believe I talk for a living, can you? The reality is that I've had a lot of nice notes from editors who say, you know, your credentials are great, but we're inundated. 8:36, I'm Aaron Hart. This is America. This is not American Idol. This is the Aaron Hart Show. John, I think as my punishment.
This is American Idol. Jonathan, and I'm Ryan Seacrest.
God,
I'd like to have his gig.
You know what? Well, I'd like to have his money.
No, that guy has probably the coolest job in the world.
Okay, not my idea of a cool job, but okay. The other thing I really want you to do, though, is punish me. I think I deserve it.
What's your idea of the coolest job in the world, Aaron?
Well, I'll think about that during the break, but here's what I want you to do to punish me, because the listeners were upset with me for not liking Van Morrison.
You're getting Van Morrison coming in next
Don't
break.
You think, yeah, I was going to say, don't you think you ought to play Van Morrison coming and going?
Up.
I thought you might.
A caller suggested this one especially for you.
Okay. It's 8:37, and here's John Turk with traffic.
You can take all the tea in China, put it in a big brown bag for me, sail right around all the seven oceans. Drop it straight into the deep blue sea. She's a sweet Tupelo, honey.
Okay, he's better than Elvis. I'll give you that. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. And I'm committing heresy, probably. I mean, yeah, it's okay. It's great. Would I buy it? No. I just, you know, I'll listen to it when it's on the radio or when you're playing it in my ear, because I said I wasn't all that enthusiastic about Van Morrison, and then I'll move on. There are other tunes I like that are more rockin'. I mean, I love the band, so, you know, it's kind of surprising that I don't like Van Morrison as much as perhaps the band and other singers. But, you know, it's okay. That's what makes a horse race. It's 303-713. That's what makes music sales diverse. 303-713-7600. And one of my secret guilty pleasures is Justin Timberlake. So there, 303-713-7600. It's 8:43. John's probably rolling on the floor. John's probably gnashing his teeth in
horror.
I just
puked in my mouth a little bit.
I knew you would do that. I'm sorry. Boy's kind of cute when he dances. What can I say? It's 303-713-7600. Chaplain Mary Murphy, good morning and welcome to the Aaron Hart version of Jay Show.
How can we get you your own program permanently?
I don't know. Tackle Chris Olinger and make her hire me beats me.
No, you are so gifted and talented.
Thank you.
From bringing a rabbi to what we're doing today, I have a wonderful opportunity for people to find work at the Care Placement Service.
Care Placement Service?
Right.
Oh, yes.
It's over on 84th Avenue, 431 West 84th Avenue. Care Placement Service at yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com.
And it's wonderful. It's a division of My Beloved Ministries. It's a female minister who really knows how to help people get work.
Now, are there secular jobs available as well?
Everything. Oh, yes.
Good.
Oh, she definitely is. In fact, this is the first person I've ever met in all the years I've been a chaplain who really, she's just there to get you jobs. She's not trying to proselytize anybody. In fact, they should look at her program when they have all of, you know, these lawsuits on First Amendment, because she is just ideal. And also, we wanted to tell you about our Veterans Chamber of Commerce, Erin.
Of course.
First one, if you have any veterans out there who want government contracts, you know, a lot of people don't know that every government contract has to first go through a bidding process, and disabled veterans companies get preference in any government contract, if they're the low bidder.
Yeah, yes, they do. And I learned that, actually, when I was working for the census, because veterans who have a certain kind of service got 5 points on the test, and disabled veterans got another 5. if they qualified. And I think that's just the right thing to do.
Well, we really want to work for you to have a program because we think, you know, there's just too much misogyny out there in the talk show world. And
you know, there are not enough girls on the radio. That's
no,
for sure.
Really. And
that's for sure.
Especially, I'm a former prison chaplain. And, you know, these gals, I was at Lyman. Whenever the guys at Lyman, it's an all-male prison, you know, whenever they can hear women on the radio, it really makes a difference. I can tell.
You know, I think I think there's some sense to that, Chaplain, because I think I was rooting for Barack Obama in the last election, but I'm really glad Hillary ran, and I'm really glad he's hiring strong women, and I'm really glad he created a White House council for women and girls. I mean, I cried this week when I saw that news,
right, and
Chaplain,
her-
because it was like we still need to be recognized and acknowledged in terms of our participation in this society.
And through that new paradigm, let's get you involved in a talk show that would be like you're doing right now, really providing people with opportunities. Once you're off the air, you know, that systemic change is taking place for them. So we're going to be working on that. How can we email you?
Well, you can email me at, I'm not supposed to give out my website on the air because they're wanting to direct
people
to.
Oh, please, for the veterans, for the homeless veterans?
All right. For homeless veterans, I'll do it. It's erinhartshow.com.
H-A-R-T.
erinhartshow.com.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you're going to be hearing from us.
Well, thank you
and
very much.
And who are you named after?
I am named after my grandfather, whose middle name was Ireland.
Oh, how fabulous. Can't wait to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chaplain.
And listen, how do we get John Turk a raise?
You know, John Turk, if I were, you know, John and I joke around that if we were each other's bosses, we'd give each other raises. So, you know what? I vote John a real big whopping raise.
Oh, he's fabulous.
He's one of the hardest working producers I've ever met.
He's great. There's nothing misogynist about him.
No, and well, I would nothing misogynist
no,
about
there
John.
Isn't.
No,
him,
he jokes
always
around.
Kind.
No. He jokes around about it, but no, he's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful man, and
have
a good
a
father too. I suspect.
Have a wonderful time, precious angel.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
I appreciate it. I'm Erin Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Okay, John, are your ears red and hot yet?
What's that?
Are your ears red and hot yet?
Yes.
We were just singing your praises.
Yeah, I know. She's very kind.
It's not only because you control my buttons, although, you know.
I could turn you off right now if I wanted to, but I wouldn't
know.
Do that.
You wouldn't do that.
No, she's very nice. Thank you,
she
Chapel
is very
Mary
nice
Mark.
To both
Murphy,
of us.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, we both appreciate it. Thanks for the props. We appreciate it mightily. And you know what? I like this because this is the version. Remember, I started out some of this segment by mentioning the guy at Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital helping his employees out. And this is exactly what's happening on the airwaves right now. Jim in Broomfield, welcome to AM 760 Colorado Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Erin. I have, besides a cold, I might not be too clearly heard today, but I'll do a little thing on the topic, if it's not why I called. My only comment or advice to folks out there who are looking for a job, not to get fooled into something I got fooled into, which is to pay people who claim they're going to do this great job of, you know, getting your resume up to date and doing a lot of work. Certainly there's a lot of good people out there on the low end of the cost spectrum, but I foolishly, being in middle management, when I lost my job 3 years ago, hired a company that made all these great promises, and you know, I should have known better when it was, I felt like I was buying a car, that I should have not written the check at the time. So just be cautious of people that are promising the world and want you to write a check and really can't tell you exactly what the price is until you sit down with them and they start writing numbers down on paper like you're buying a car. So that's the only thing I have on that particular topic.
Well, I'm glad you warned us, though, because people need to know that, too.
Yeah, and then I was really calling about the music thing.
Yes.
More than the Van Morrison comment, I can't believe that you let that guy, or I think you kind of even followed his lead, to compare that first song to Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana.
I know. That was a little excessive. It's because of the quietness, and it's because of the hook, and it's because of the beat. But I understand what you're saying. I think we were looking at the essential music structure, not the sound and the quality. If you give me a choice, which one would I want to hear if I were lost on a desert island? I'd take Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana in a heartbeat.
All right, I'll give you a little props. I'll say this about Van Morrison, because as much as I like him as a singer-songwriter, I saw him once in Ireland, and I really was disappointed because I saw no fire on stage. So I'll take the middle of the road on Van. I mean, great singer-songwriter, but when I saw him live, I was really disappointed.
Okay, and that makes sense. Who's your current fave? Do you have a current fave?
Oh, man, I don't know. I'm going to Coachella here, so there's quite a few on that lineup I'd call faves. Although I'm certainly disappointed that Miss Winehouse will not be there. I've never seen her before. I have friends that have, and rant and rave about her on stage. I'm not a big fan, but
she's a little crazy. But I hear she's great live. Yeah,
that's the thing, is that sometimes these people that are really troubled individuals just are great on stage. So.
Well, that's why I like Justin Timberlake. I mean, hip-hop may not be your thing or whatever, but the man knows how to dance and he knows how to stage things. His one-man show on HBO, it rocks.
And okay.
No, serious. I know that sounds ridiculous, but...
I know.
I
never judge people on their musical taste. It's one thing I've learned for many years.
Politics,
maybe. If I mentioned some of the punk bands I go and see, people would go, oh, my God, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
I like the Ramones, and I like other punk bands, so I understand completely. Thank you so much for your call. It's 8:51. I'm overdue for a break, so we can talk music, too. I'll talk about whatever you want. And Denver, should we be able to fire teachers more easily, as is suggested for Denver, for example, which gets an F for firing the least amount of teachers? Should we extend school days into all day, every day? Those are some of the things I'm thinking about. I wonder what you're thinking about, too. 303-713-7600. It's open time Friday. So the topic door is open. It's time to set the table with our favorite dishes. I'm going to go scarf some egg salad during the break. And here's John Turk with traffic. Hi, this is Sarah Hart on AM 760. You're going to be the star of the show coming up, and what better way to start with Anwar in Aurora. Hi, Anwar. You've got about a minute.
Yes, Karen. Thank you. Good morning. I probably think Jay might be hearing the show. I'm just happy that he's doing well. And just a quick comment on what you were saying about keeping the kids probably a little bit longer in school. My thought on that is simple. In this global market, global economy, more competitive world, we need to step up and keep our kids up to date on science, math, technology. And what better way that keep them focused in school and studying, and at the same time keeping them busy and away from other things that might hurt them. You know, it's a crazy world out there with a bunch of drugs coming out in and out of schools and all that stuff. So I guess it's a good shot to try to give our kids a better education and a better opportunity for this this world now. Not even the world in the future, but the now.
Thank you very much for that. And I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls coming up. 303-713-7600. You're welcome, Anwar. Thank you.